Jess's Coast, your Feel Good Breakfast with Tony, Jason, Sam, Tina Turner, who has won the Feel Good 500 countdown in the past, has eight songs in that countdown this year. Eight Tina Turner songs. So we're going to restart the Feel Good 500 and your chance to win $5,000 just after nine today. Speaking of money, we hear it all the time, you've got to be smart with our money, but before we even look at getting our money to work for us, we have to get the basics right. So we're about to chat with Gareth Stith from Milford Asset Management about this. The segment is educational only, should not be considered financial advice. Morning, Gareth. So let's get back to basics. What needs to be in place before we even start?
It's a good question, and I think these days, you know, with the advent of Bitcoin and, you know, these semiconductor companies that are just going up by 10% a day, you know, it's very tempting just to jump in, but it is important in life to get the basics right first. So having some emergency funds, some insurance to make sure that, you know, a bad day doesn't turn into a disaster, and keeping up with KiwiSaver payments, I think, are some of the basics that you need to cover off first.
What does an emergency fund look like? And you are in a bit of a personal situation yourself, Gareth, with this.
Yes. So, unfortunately, my wife was diagnosed with cancer about 2 years ago, and it was stage four cancer when it was found. So at the time, you know, she wasn't able to work because of all the treatment. So it was important that we had access to emergency funds so that, you know, we obviously that was a huge shock, and many people go through the same sort of challenge. But we needed time to readjust and to reorganize our lives a bit so that we could, you know, continue on as best we can. And you know, I'm just grateful that we had health insurance in place and some emergency funds so that we could, you know, reorganize things without it being, you know, it's obviously a disaster, but without it really affecting our financial life as well.
What does an emergency fund look like? So are you saying an emergency fund that isn't invested? Is that just money that's sitting there?
Yes, it's money that you're able to access at short notice, and ideally sort of 3 to 6 months worth of your annual expenses. And that's another basic that I sort of missed out. You know, if you don't know what you're spending, then you're not going to be able to work out what 3 to 6 months is. So doing a budget is key. And I really encourage people to look at sorted.org to put your expenses in and find out, you know, that how much money you're actually spending and where it's going.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, the KiwiSaver element, and with Milford, seems a no-brainer. That's what I've done. The next step is to try and set up a separate investment account with Milford outside of that. Is that relatively liquid, though? You know, I mean, I can get money out of that if it's not a KiwiSaver asset, right?
Yeah, that's relatively liquid. The problem is, and that's a really good question, is that it's a bit like buses, you know, they you wait for ages and they all come along at once. So you have an emergency, and at the same time, the assets that you've been saving for some long-term goal are also down.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be crystallizing your investments at a loss, because that is actually crystallizing it. Whereas,
right,
you know, it's a long-term game investing, and those assets will recover. So that's why it's better to have
emergency funds,
some money in emergency.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more or get some help or guidance, chat with a guru like Gareth. Just go to milfordasset.com. And coming up, chances are you do this with your phone, and chances are you are doing it wrong. We will tell you what you need to know before 8.
Hey, where are you?